Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is back.
Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprit.net News. I'm your host, Jerome. This is where you get a week worth of news in just one setting. Now, on this program, groundbreaking comedian and civil rights advocate Dick Gregory passed away last week, and I know I didn't talk about him on the show, so we're going to talk about him on this one. Also, a jury awards $417 million to a single plaintiff in a lawsuit linking Johnson & Johnson talcum powder to a woman's ovarian cancer. Facebook shuts down 1 million accounts daily, but the company is struggling to stop spam, fraud, and hate speech. Tesla next month plans to unveil an electric big rig truck with a working range of 200 to 300 miles. We'll see how this goes. And I don't know why I want to do this one, but, you know, we have that this week in court and much more. So I want to welcome you again onto the show. You can always check us out on Esprit Radio at soulofsyracuse.com, or I'm sorry, that's soulofsyracuse.com/Esprit Radio or espritradio.soulofsyracuse.com. Either way, works fine. Now, this is where you get a week's worth of information in just one setting. And again, our dialing number is 909-265-9189. If you're catching us in our archives, we're live 11 p.m. Central or 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know why I'm thinking Central. Now, before I get started, I know the bad weather is going in Texas, and I know I have people who listen to the show in Texas and family who listen to the show in Texas, and I want to say that everyone is in our prayers for the tropical storm, now hurricane, that's bearing down. So I want to make sure I start the show and say that. Now, our first story, Dick Gregory has died at the age of 84. Now, the groundbreaking comedian and civil rights advocate is what I want to call him. His family said that he passed away in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. His son, Kristen, said that his father died after being hospitalized for about a week. He had suffered a severe bacterial infection. In a statement on Saturday night, he wrote, "It was with enormous sadness that the Gregory family confirms that their father, comedic legend and civil rights activist, Mr. Dick Gregory, departed this earth tonight in Washington, D.C. The family appreciates the outpouring of support and love and respectfully asks for their privacy as they're grieving during this very difficult time. More details will be released over the next few days." And, you know, I don't have any updates on it, but I will definitely put it on the show. You know, actress and comedian Whoopi Goldberg tweeted that Dick Gregory, truth teller, make you fall on your face, laughing comedian, health man, before it was cool and crazy expensive, unapologetic about being black in America, Dick Gregory has passed away. And condolences to his family and to us who won't have his insight to lean on, R.I.P. That is from Whoopi Goldberg. Now, he was survived by his wife, Lillian, and 10 children. So I wanted to make sure I put that out there. And I know I quote Dick Gregory a lot and used some quotes on this show as well. And, you know, he was in the area less than a year ago doing stand-up, and I didn't get a chance to see him, but, you know, I just want to say that he will be missed, and there's not a lot of people who will you can get that kind of truth out of. So if you want to YouTube Dick Gregory, you'll be getting a lot of information. So check it out, and, you know, in memory of Dick Gregory, his words live on through a lot of us. So just wanted to make sure I put that out there. You know, I guess he passed at the age of 84. Now, in other news, high tides created by this solar eclipse are blamed for letting up to 305,000 farm Atlantic salmon escape their nets. Now, pens containing over 3 million pounds of salmon in Cook Aquaculture Farm near Cypress Island, Washington State, were damaged by high tides and strong currents. So, hey, if salmon prices go up, blame the eclipse for that. Now, former Tropical Storm Harvey drifted erratically towards Texas Gulf Coast and fears that it is quickly strengthening and becoming a major hurricane when it approaches Texas coast, dumping heavy rains and possibly causing life-threatening flash flooding. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said that the tropical depression was expected to is expected to intensify over the warm waters of the Gulf Coast before reaching land sometime tomorrow. And they said that their forecast shows the tropical storm will become a Category 3 hurricane when it does hit landfall. So that's up to 30 inches of rain possible over southeast Texas, which can cause life-threatening flash flooding. So, again, my family in Texas and Louisiana, and your family in Texas and Louisiana as well, anybody in my from the sound of my voice who can hear it, everybody stay safe, and prayers are with you guys for this you know, weather event. All right, now Six Flags Entertainment on Saturday said that it has removed Confederate flags from the Texas-based theme park aimed this is because of growing calls for the symbols of the Confederacy to be removed from public view. Now, this was to my surprise, but who knew that Six Flags still had Confederate flags up? Had no clue. Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, will remove a problematic carving of a Puritan pointing a gun at a Native American. Now, the stone had been temporarily covered, but now will be relocated. So, in light of what happened in Charlestonville, that now the removal of Confederate symbols and any kind of hate statues are now starting to come down across the country, or in some cases being covered up, but there's still movement in that front. Okay, now Cooper Hefner, who's 25, told the Hollywood Reporter that he's embarrassed about having had President Donald Trump on the March cover of 1980 of Playboy. Now, he's the son of Hugh Hefner. Now, the chief executive creative officer, who was on a mission to bring the brand to a new generation, drew comparison to the current culture's climate to that of the Eisenhower era when the magazine was founded. So, again, a lot of turmoil. So, Hugh Hefner's 25-year-old son, and I can't tell you how old Hugh Hefner is, but to have a 25-year-old son, I think he was way past retirement age 25 years ago, but that's that's not my call. Hey, he's making a stand. That's Cooper Hefner. Now, Trump's director of rapid response, who scoured the internet for rare positive stories about Trump, is leaving the White House. Now, for weeks, at one point, Andy Hemming is what his name is, was sending emails to a black hole of the White House firewall without knowing it because his email list was more than 1,000 addresses. It was more than 1,000 addresses long. So the email server would not send them. So I guess he's been working at the White House all this time, not knowing that his emails wasn't going out to Trump supporters. And he's leaving. I'm not saying that he was fired, but the report is that he's leaving. Now, Aboriginal Australians want a Captain Hook statue that he said that he discovered Australia. They want it removed following the violent protests in the U.S. and called to tear down the Nelson Column in London as well. Now, calls to remove the inscription on the Captain Hook statue in Sydney Park followed the incident for, you know, taking down a statue in the U.S. of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee. You know, again, who was still getting paid by the Union Army, but he led the Confederacy. Kind of crazy, right? Now, Amazon is rolling out pickup points in the United States where shoppers can retrieve items immediately after ordering them. So it's going to shorten delivery times from hours to minutes. So they're building these huge distribution centers all over the place to, I guess, get your merchandise closer to you so that when you order, it's already there. We'll see how that goes. NASA researchers have found that July 2017 tied with July 2016 as the warmest July in 137 years of record keepings. And last month, 0.83 Celsius warmer than the means that July temperatures from 1951 to 1980. That is crazy. 137 years of record keeping. The warmest July. Okay. Now get ready for the cold. Speaking of weather, get ready for the cold, wet winter. The Almanac predicts that the U.S. Northeast is set for below average temperatures and at least five storms. The Farmer's Almanac, now in its 200th year, is going on sale this week, and it predicts a snowy winter from Maryland to Maine with five coastal storms, bringing in winter misery to the region. So I guess that's just the East Coast is what they're saying. Again, it's not me. It's what they're saying. Now, President Barack Obama is still influencing enough to break the internet. Now, the president, who I call the president, he wrote a response to that white nationalist rally in Charlestonville, Virginia, and he became the most liked tweet ever as of 10:57 p.m. Of last week, and that honor previously went to Ariana Grande for a tweet that the singer wrote after the Manchester concert. Now, late Tuesday night, former president tweeted that tweet racked up 2.9 million likes. So he has more likes and more retweets. Well, the retweets were $1.2 million. 1.2 million retweets, and that's fifth most of Twitter ever of retweets. But President Obama is still breaking records. You can see why people are hating on him. All right, now, seven of the White House Counsel's 37 members resigned last week, but led by Merrick's CEO, Ken Frazier. He exited first from the Manufacturing Council. Frazier left Trump after his responses to that deadly right-wing violence in Charlottesville over the weekend. And then, there was the members of the Strategic and Policy Forum. They agreed to disband. And Trump eventually said that he was disbanding them after they decided to leave. Like, he was like, I broke up with you first. But he also did that. Now, the Business Advisory Council, made up of top business leaders, is separate from the Manufacturing Council. They also dissolved themselves. So there was four altogether, just groups that met at the White House and had business leaders in it, but they all resigned. Even the climate folks or the arts group, they resigned as well. So, you know, Trump had a bad week last week. Now, Theresa May swiped down Donald Trump in his response to that neo-Nazi rally as the Prime Minister of Britain said leaders had a responsibility to condemn the far right after he reignited the white supremacists, is all I can really call them. And also, a Scottish conservative leader, Ruth Davidson, did not seek to veil her disdain as well. The president, she said, the president of the United States has just turned his face to the world to defend Nazis, fascists, and racists. For shame, is what she said. So, there you have it. I know I need to catch up on some of this stuff, but, you know, Donald Trump is having a bad time with world leaders as well. Now, I want to remind you, you're listening to EsprNet News. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. Hit one on your line. I want to say hey to everyone that's out there. If you want to write in the chat, you know, may decide to read them at some point in the show, so you can, you know, add your questions or comments in the chat room. And, you know, like I said, I'll comb through them, and we'll see what we can read on air. I guess I can put it that way. Now, a Virginia family arrived home to find their walls spattered with blood from a German Shepherd attack. An intruder broke into the home in Richmond, Virginia, and nothing was stolen. But the intruder was gone by the time the family got home, but there was blood all over the place, and their dog, Odin, German Shepherd, greeted them at the front door. So apparently they called the paper and called the police, and nobody checked into the hospital, said they were bit by a dog, apparently. But there you have it. Guard dogs still still doing work. The Robert E. Lee's great-great-grandson, he's fine with removing Confederate statues and said that it would be more appropriate to have them in a museum than to leave them. So Robert E. Lee V, who's 54, from Washington, D.C., condemned the violence displayed by the alt-right neo-Nazi white supremacists in Charlottesville and said, take down the statues and put them in a museum. You know, if you don't know, the big argument isn't that if we take down that statue, you'll take down George Washington. I know I've heard this argument, so I thought I'd clear it up on this show. Those guys committed treason, and the Confederate States of America does not exist. So it's like saying that when Britain left, we should just keep putting up statues of, you know, King James or something. They didn't win, they lost, and committed treason, so their statues need to go. George Washington was on the right side. Ulysses S. Grant, Thomas Jefferson, no matter what we think about them and their personal life, the United States is who they represented. So technically, they won, the treasonous folks lost, and their statues got to go. Just wanted to put that out there, just in case you weren't clear, or in case you had a question in the chat room and wanted to talk about that. Now, again, I want to remind you that you're listening to EsprNet News, and you can check us out in the archives at EsprRadio.soulofsyracuse.com if you want to check out some of our some news that you can use, like my girl Lucy Abreu says. So, hey, you can check them out in the archives. They're going to be there. Now, a health crisis in Appalachia is going on. Now, experts call for action as a report reveals that death and disease rates are higher than the rest of the U.S. in all categories. So public health experts and politicians in the area have said that new data underlies the growing disparity in the 13th state region compared to the rest of the country. Now, here's the catcher. Everybody wants to do clean coal, and they're deregulating in an area that it has the most disease and death than any other place in the country. Just wanted to put that out. And while I'm at it, the next story is more than 17 million Americans are exposed to toxic fumes that could give you cancer, heart disease, dementia, and cause birth defects. Now, researchers from the PSE Health Emergency or Health Energy found more than 5% of the U.S. population was exposed to harmful toxins from oil, gas, and gas wells. But West Virginia has the largest amount of its population exposed. So that is technically in Appalachia. So when you start talking clean coal, there's no such thing as clean coal. Coal is coal, and people are getting sick. Now, a Los Angeles jury has ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay $417 million to Eva Echevarria, who's 63, who was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 2007 after 40 years of using talcum powder. So, again, this makes the sixth case, or no less than six cases, of Johnson & Johnson getting sued and losing over cancer-causing chemicals in talcum powder. Now, Johnson & Johnson says that it's going to appeal all of those cases, and they're admitting no wrongdoing. Of course, they're not. Now, one in five sunbathers are addicted and risk deadly skin cancer is what experts are warning. Now, a study by the U.S. and German researchers suggests sunbed users are ignoring health warnings over their usage. Using them before the age of 35 doubles your risk of melanoma. So there you have it. Stay out of sunbeds. You know, that's why I can't say it, because there's no way we're going to use them. Now, a Utah couple, Clarissa and Brett Tobison, couldn't even say their name, has been charged with child abuse for allegedly keeping their adopted son in a confined and dark spider infested with also mice in a basement for up to 12 hours a day and denying them food, water, and bathroom access. Now, later, they gave him nothing but carrots to a point that his skin started turning orange, is what they're saying in this story. Now, the child, who is now 6 years old, was adopted by the Tobiasons along with a two-year-old brother. So the couple also have a two-month-old baby daughter, but they have now been arrested and charged with child abuse. And they're still adopting kids. ExxonMobil deliberately misled the public on climate change for over 40 years. Now, the claims come from a shocking study by Harvard scientists. So ExxonMobil, they're saying, deliberately misled the public. So there you have it with the oil company, and, you know, just had to do those all in our health/news stories, apparently. Now, Walmart is teaming up with Google to enter the voice shopping market. Now, currently, it's dominated by Amazon. And I think that's Alexa, or is it Siri? I don't know which is which. Now, they added another front to Walmart's battle with that online megastore. So Walmart and Google is going after Amazon. Should be an interesting fight, but we'll let you know how that goes. Sears has announced that its earnings in its earnings statement released today that it was closing another 28 stores by mid-November. Now, this comes after years of struggling with the decline of mall shopping and the rise of the web. So Sears announced in July that it would begin selling like Kenmore appliances on Amazon and integrate their voice-activated assistant Alexa into smartphone or smart products. Now, the company expects to cut $1 billion in costs this year by mainly selling off its real estate. So, again, Sears is partnering with Amazon, and Walmart is partnering with Google. Two separate stories, but just happen to be all in the same week. Coincidence, you say? All right. Now, McDonald's will begin curbing the use of high-value human antibiotics in its chicken supply across the globe in 2018. Now, the fast food chain has announced this, and they said the move will unveiled in the policy on Wednesday of this week, coming because of their broad effort to battle dangerous super bugs. They're saying they're increasingly becoming resistant to medication, so they need to do something. So this also comes a year after the firm brought a strict measure for U.S.-only suppliers exclusively accepting antibiotic-free chicken. So company executives said that they are also working on antibiotic plans for other meats, dairy, cows, and laying hens is what they call them. So, you know, they're going to try to antibiotic-free of all meat in McDonald's. I guess they're trying to get a little healthier. Now, the Big Mac, speaking of McDonald's, just wouldn't be a burger that people adore around the world without that sauce. Well, this week, there was, allegedly, someone leaked an authentic ingredient list of the McDonald's sauce for the Big Mac secret sauce. Now, McDonald's has not confirmed if it's true or if the list is bad or good, but the list, what's leaked online, it contains 33 ingredients. Now, I have them in front of me. I am not going to read them, but, you know, it's 33 ingredients, and if you want me to put them in the chat room, just, you know, let me know, or if you would like me to, you know, talk about it, you can actually hit one on the line, and I will bring you in, and I will do it, but I'm not sure that I'm going to do a list of McDonald's ingredients. All right, let me go to the phone and bring in Commiss. Let's bring in Kathleen. Kathleen, I did not see you there. My bad. I was struggling over reading McDonald's stuff today. I don't know why. But I'm like, why do I have so much McDonald's news today? I'm like, what is wrong with this? Yeah.
And, of course, you know I want you to put it in the chat, so I want to see what the secret ingredients are.
Oh, God. Well, there's nothing secret about it, but I don't think you want to see, like, soybean oil, pickle relish, high fructose corn syrup, you know. And I don't know what this.
Maltodextrose.
Exactly. Polysorbate 80. Sorbate, which they said is, it's potassium sorbate. And mustard seeds, salt, and what is it? Sodium benzoate, which is a preservative. I don't know. There's nothing that I don't think you can find in a store, but it was calcium disodium or EDTA.
You don't need in your system.
Yeah. In parentheses, it says a protective flavor. Like, I don't know why you just can't get flavor out of the garlic powder that's in it. It's like garlic powder, onion powder, like regular stuff. And then it's like, okay, we have this propylene glucose allegate or something. It's like, what the heck is this? Yeah. So unless you're a chemist, I don't think you'll be making the sauce exactly the same. But
exactly the same. No, I hear you.
Yeah. Now, you know, that sauce was first created.
Peanut butter. Well, especially for the peanut butter.
What did you say, that you can do what now?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't say anything. That was my girlfriend talking. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Now, I was going to say, now, that sauce was created in 1968 by the franchise, by the creator. It was created by the franchise owner. And they changed that sauce before, and they just recently changed it back. But I'm sure this I don't even know which one to say, but that Poly Sorbet 80 probably wasn't around in 1968. I'm sure he didn't create that. So the preservative's there.
I'm sure he didn't.
I'm sure he didn't.
I'm sure he did not. No.
Yeah. Oh, you know,
another preservative.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, all I had to do was say it was paprika and you know, something like, you know, this vegetable protein, which is corn and soy and wheat. They could have just used the simple stuff, but that stuff to make it last 12 years on the shelf is what this other stuff is. Just give us the version that spoils in about 2 months. If you just give us that, we'd be good. Now, Richard Branson and Bill Gates, they just invested millions into a startup company that grows synthetic meat. And they're saying it could be on shelves in 2 years. And it's called Ethical Foods. It's a firm out of Memphis. Yeah, Ethical Foods is synthetic meat. A company based in San Francisco. And they're saying they want to bring clean meat to the market.
So
I
don't
know
whether
they
just bring organic meat or something like that. Why ethical synthetic meat?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. What makes that clean?
No, that's gross. And
yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if they're gonna do, is it meat? Is it real meat? It's synthetic.
No,
it's not real.
Nope.
So then why aren't you just
grow.
Going with a vegetarian?
So
is it a vegetarian thing?
No, I guess it's just like. I shouldn't say it's like plant stuff, like having a soy burger or something, because soy is synthetic. Like, so let's just say, or it's GMO, but I don't know what this growing synthetic meat is, because it's not meat. But why don't you just go with the veggie? Like, you know, we already have veggie products, veggie patties and all the other stuff.
That's right. That's my question.
Yeah. So they're doing cloning. And now we're making synthetic meat. That's nice. And I wonder why everybody's sick. That's all I want to say. Your body can't process synthetic food like that. But
getting cancer and everything else. Come on. There's
just
another. And who's doing this, you said?
This is
Bill
Gates and Richard Branson invested into the startup.
No,
and
why?
I guarantee
Bill
you.
Bill Gates. Why do I want to eat food that Bill Gates came up with? Do my computer and leave my food alone.
I'm sure they're not eating it either. Like, they're like, we're too rich to eat that ball. Like, we're not gonna eat synthetic food. But I don't know what they're making it for. But apparently they're gonna try to slip it in between all the other food that's on the shelf. Because you know they don't like labeling right now. So we'll see how that goes. And, you know, Amazon is close to their $13.7 billion buyout of Whole Foods. So it already jumped over a hurdle. But Whole Foods is going to be owned by Amazon now. And then they're saying if you have Amazon Prime, that you'll get, I don't know, I guess a discount at Whole Foods. So, hey. If you already have Amazon.
Is it a discount? I don't know if it's a discount. Well, I wonder how long ago they planned this, though. I don't know if it's a real discount, but maybe on a delivery piece, because the Amazon Prime gives you free delivery. But did you say that Amazon was going to be owning Whole Foods now, or they were going into a partnership?
No, their buyout. It's a $13.7 billion buyout of Whole Foods. Now, again.
I'm sorry, I was choking. Hold on.
Yeah, again, they're now making synthetic meat, and the Whole Food Healthy Store is now bought by a conglomerate that's going to put synthetic meat in Whole Foods. They're going to rename it to Half Foods, because technically they're never going to keep this up.
That's unbelievable. $13.7 billion buyout of Whole Foods? I had no idea. By Amazon?
Amazon.
Isn't there
Amazon's
some kind
loaded.
Of a violation here? No, but I know. Isn't there some kind of violation here as far as the, oh, my goodness, the conglomerate that's being created has got to violate some commerce practices.
Nope.
It's got to be a monopoly.
Yeah, I don't think it does because it's just a different industry. Online shopping, they'll just mix the delivery service. I mean, I guess you can own a grocery store in a car plant or something. Like, I don't think it's going to mean anything in commerce. Because Whole Foods is not a big market. Like, if Whole Foods was Kroger's or somebody. I mean, I know Whole Foods is pretty big, but it's not. I don't think it's a big enough chain to even warrant, like, regulatory stuff.
Okay.
But
now,
apparently it's pretty expensive.
Just note what you're saying. You don't think it's that big, but it costs $13.7 billion to buy.
No.
I'm
not saying that they're not a specialty store and they're not worth it. I'm just saying, because Whole Foods, didn't someone just buy Trader Joe's? Who just bought them?
Somebody just bought Trader Joe's too? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought Trader Joe's, well, they have to get past the regulatory. So Amazon just got past the regulatory because they put a purchase in to buy Whole Foods maybe a few months ago.
Because I shop at Trader Joe's big time. I'll be very disappointed if they're making changes.
Yeah, if Walmart bought them, right? There's somebody that we'd be disappointed in that's trying to buy Trader Joe's. I'll look that up, but Trader Joe's, somebody tried to buy Trader Joe's. Like, I think it was last month I had it on the news.
Remember Trader Joe's was all about working with the smaller farmer. I mean, I know they're also a big chain, but they're about promoting local farmers, local growers, that selling healthy food at much lower prices. So it's gotten to it's a point where people have abandoned a lot of major supermarkets to the extent that they can, because Trader Joe's doesn't carry everything. But to the extent that they can, they have moved away from the major supermarkets to going to Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, because it was the, I don't want to say the poor woman's Whole Foods, but, the more economically conscious person's Whole Foods,
But it looks like they're just kind of shooting in the dark here a little bit. I think the bigger companies are stopping the move for everybody getting healthier, which is weird to me. It's like, okay, so you really don't want anybody getting healthier?
Well, they just really want to make the money on it. They just feel like, okay, well, wherever there's a dollar to be made, we're going to take it over, even if that means we want to make people sicker. And we know that's true because that's why people are sick right now. If they would just leave us alone, if big business would just leave us alone and pharma would change their practices, the cancer would not have spread the way it has.
I was just about to say that. Now, if one of the big pharmacies, Pfizer or somebody, buys Whole Foods, then I would have a problem. Amazon, not as much as I would be if one of those guys bought it. They'd be like, Bristol Myers now owns Trader Joe's. You're like, no, something else is going. Yeah, so you got to watch those guys. Now, a father of two, who's 50, I should play black or white, but I think you get this one really quick, was exonerated for murder that he didn't commit 25 years ago, and now he's suing the two ex-Detroit cops who framed him for $100 million. So Desmond. Since they were representing the city, you just sue the city in their name because they were on the job.
Mm-hmm.
So Desmond Ricks, who was convicted of fatally shooting someone in '92, after a new investigation showed the bullets didn't even match the gun, Ricks was exonerated on June 1st, and now he's suing the city. There you have it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They framed him? Why? Why did they frame him, and how did it last 25 years?
you know, don't get me started on that. I'm saying don't get me started on it because that happens so much that you think, remember the story that it did with the guy who was convicted of murder and I guess it was in, it may have been in Brooklyn where the DA changed and they found out that the guy had a receipt from being in Florida early that day. He came back on the flight and they arrested him for killing some guy. And they were like, you had that in evidence for 15 years. And they just wouldn't just look in his pocket. He said he wasn't there, had the receipt from the hotel that he checked out from when he came back into town. And the murder happened like a couple of hours earlier than when he even was in town. And they convicted
him. So he was on a plane.
He was on a plane, yeah. And he had his receipt from checking out the hotel in his pocket when they arrested him. Now,
so you mean Well, what about his lawyers? Nobody could call the hotel?
I think they presented that. They still kind of framed him. Because, you know, they probably suppressed whatever because of whatever reason. You know, you can get stuff thrown out. Obviously, when you mention something out of order and say you didn't read them as rights, and they go, let's throw that out, whatever. And so whatever they threw out, they never got the timeline right, although he was saying that, you know, he kept telling him he was innocent, but everybody is so cynical that they're saying everybody said that they're innocent. And it took a new DA to get him out of there. All right, now this story is going to not that this story didn't bother me, but I don't know why this one does. Now, Amy Schumer, the comedian, she demanded more money from Netflix after she learned that she was being paid less than Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. So according to Variety magazine, she said that, you know, she wanted to get more of a pay equity. Now, Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock get $20 million an episode. I mean, a special. So Dave Chappelle has three specials, so he gets $60 million. Chris Rock had two. He got $20 million. So apparently Amy Schumer thinks that it's because she's a woman that she's not getting that money. And I say it's because you're not funny, but that's just me.
Well, I was going to say, who's Amy Schumer? I had to look her up online to figure out who she is, and I almost recognize her, but I haven't seen any one of them, Trainwreck, Snatched. I haven't seen any of them. I also don't think anybody who's breathing doesn't know the name Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle. You know, Dave Chappelle didn't tell a joke for 10 years a couple of weeks ago, and we still know who he is.
He pretty much built Comedy Central, and that's the thing. He was Comedy Central's 100 greatest stand-ups of all time on Comedy Central. Dave Chappelle was number one. Chris Rock has 4 Emmys, 3 Grammys, and Chris Rock earned his. So, Amy Schumer, she just started in 2000 and something her stand-up career. Dave Chappelle has been around since the 90s, Chris Rock since the 80s. And then she recently came out with a statement saying she's not saying that she should get as much as they get, but she's claiming that she should get more money closer to what they're getting. Like, I don't think so.
Well, the scary part to me is that they might give it to her, and we won't go into that either.
Yeah. Now, I don't think they're going to give it to her. She's not bringing it. It's like watching an Adam Sandler movie. Like, as much money – I'm sorry, not Adam Sandler, because his movie's bomb too. But do you know Will Ferrell's movies normally don't even break even? For the amount of money that they pay him, the studios have lost money on more than half the movies that he's ever done. The studios have lost money, Will Ferrell. And he can get a movie deal today. Adam Sandler, I think, was in the same boat. More than half of his movies didn't make their budget back initially. And he still can do a movie tomorrow. So, you know, you talk about you know, people of color making movies, and they can double the production value and make that, and they will still lose their, you know, lose their star power. Who did that? You know, that movie, that TV show Rock and Living Single, they all had high ratings and they were canceled.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't do any, you know, you can't do anything right. It's just that once they determine they want to do something else, it just, you know, it's just kind of sad,
yeah.
But at the same time. Now, okay, you know, want to know what's something that's sad? We actually do black on black crime because I'm about to commit one. But, you know, George Foreman blasts Colin Kaepernick, and he said a lot of people died so that they can have the privilege. So he said Colin Kaepernick and Kevin Durant, he blasted them over the fact that that they didn't – well, Kevin Durant said something that about not wanting to go to the White House, and George Foreman saying Trump is a good president – and they should respect the president. This is a 68-year-old former. Yeah, Kevin Durant. Because, you know, the Warriors won. And they're saying they don't want to go to the White House. Not unless you bring Obama back. But so that kind of went viral that Kevin Durant said he didn't want to go. So now George Foreman, just like Charles Barkley, is saying Donald Trump is a good man. And I'm thinking, they watch no TV. Like, you really don't read at all. You don't see anything in the paper? Nothing strikes you as odd? It's like, I don't know how anybody black could actually say that these days, but anyway.
Well, that's how we get to know who they really are. I think he knows exactly who he is. And I think he probably, amongst many other people, just, you know, want to kiss the ring because they either do or did business with him. And they feel like, you know, if you cross him, then you get in trouble. Well, not cross him because he's not saying that he has to stand. That's crossing him is different than standing up for him. But who knows? Somebody might have called in an old friend. They probably call in black people. Can you stand up for Trump? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, because you're watching, you know, the Ben Carsons of the world act like he's still good people. But, you know, want to know the most disturbing thing? Out of all the things, you know, Trump is, I mean, he probably can't read. I'm convinced that he can't. He can't really run two sentences together. I can't even say that. And he has an attention span that's kind of off the charts, like like a toddler attention span, right? So the thing that disturbs me the most is not only – is he keeping his property, making money as president, breaking all sorts of laws? President Obama says you should be able to keep your health care, and people still act like he told this lie that they can't live with. And what he was talking about, it's like that's an interpretation. If you have health care through your company, the Affordable Health Care Act did not affect that. But your employer can change plans, which means you don't have to your same doctor. But that's your employer changing plans. But that had nothing to do with the exchanges because they were never even created prior to him making that statement. But people lose their mind over that interpretation. And this guy calls the head of the Senate and says, I need you to knock down that Russian investigation. But he's not obstructing justice. He fires the FBI director and then tells the Russians, I think this Russian thing is gone. Like, he's on record saying that. It's like, you guys really need hearing.
But that's not a problem. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. No, we need to do a thorough investigation. I'm like, you need an investigation? He said it on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is what's so sick about life. For a black person in this country, they can do egregious like stuff. Dick Cheney shoots somebody in the face, like he's like, "Oh my bad." Like, what the? I'm like, what can you not do? Technically, I bought something at a store an electronic store and the buzzer went off, and I had the receipt, and the guy was like, go ahead. And I'm thinking, if I would have kept going, I still would have got a shot with a receipt in my hand. Like, it's like we get, like, they get to do, like, outrageous stuff. I can put my daughter in charge of something and then give my son-in-law unlimited security clearance. And that's okay.
And Secret Service. And a Secret Service detail.
And Secret Service detail.
Bankrupt the Secret Service. Could you talk about that? I'm sorry, I don't want to derail the show.
Wait a minute. I could have a mail-order bride that actually did not really have a security clearance, but now she's in the White House talking about my platform is cyberbullying, where your husband is cyberbullying everybody.
Immigrant.
I mean, can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine Michelle Obama saying something like, here's what my platform is, and then her husband doing that exact same thing? Do you know how long they would be on him on Fox News going, what is Michelle doing?
Oh, my God.
How could she get control of her husband?
Yeah. Right.
The news really don't pay Melania any attention. I think it's kind of they treat her like she's held hostage too. So I think they don't want to pick on her. But I'm like, I know she's from Slovenia, but technically she's Russian. So not only is he Russian colluding, his wife's Russian. Like, it's like, work that out of your head someplace.
Yeah, I don't even get it.
Yeah, now all I'm saying is that just the thought of being black in that place just shows you, like, how low the bar is for white folks in this country. I mean, that bar is low. Like, we had to have the smartest, you know, constitutional scholar, professor in the White House, and then you get this guy who cannot, like, walk into bubblegum. Like, George W. Bush is like, that dude's dumb. Like, that is our problem.
And then all we did was crack on how dumb he was. And now we're like, oh, my God, I wish I had Bush back.
Man. Well, okay, I guess I can live with that. I was going to say, I still don't want him back, but I'm saying this guy.
I mean, I know. We never wanted him. We never, and certainly didn't want him back until we saw this. Like, oh, wow.
Look, see, let me tell you though, here's the thing I'm grateful for is that he was so incompetent that they won't do any like irreversible damage to the country because he can't put nothing in law. So the Affordable Health Care Act in particular, you need 60 votes to repeal it. And anything that they get 51 votes is just kind of reconciling it somehow. Like, they're actually tweaking it. And so they're calling that repeal, but they're going to need 60 to actually get it off the books. So that means the next president can just enact it again because it's still on the books as a law. It's just that departments aren't enforcing anything. So if they don't pay, for example, the subsidies to the insurance companies, and that's not taking out the Federal Reserve. There are subsidies that they're paying to subsidize the people who can't afford, you know, the pool stuff anyway. So if the Health and Human Services does not pay them, then the insurance companies aren't going to want to give people insurance. So they think they can just kind of sabotage it is what the problem is. But it's just, again, it can be reenacted because you don't even need to put the law back in because they can't get rid of the law because they can't get 60 votes in the Senate level. They'll just keep changing it until they can starve it out. Now, I don't know if you heard the stories I did earlier where, you know, in Appalachia, they're having the most, like, disease health issues of any state in the country. Those are the fools where Donald Trump went to have his rally talking about clean coal and we're going to bring back coal jobs. It's like, you guys are already sick and dying of toxins and you're still letting this fool tell you. Yeah. So anyway, enough of that. Oh, speaking of toxins, you know, 11 people have filed a class action suit against the Nestle Water North America, the parent company of Poland Spring. They're claiming that the bottled water is ordinary groundwater from a well that the company drilled. So check this out. The allegations says that Poland Spring has been dry, is what they're saying, for 50 years. They're saying that the spring has been dry for 50 years. So they said that Poland Spring bottle is too much. I guess they're saying it's listed from 8 springs listed on their site. And the plaintiff said that it dried up. I'm sorry. How long ago? A half a century ago, it dried up, thereby making the brand itself misleading. So the plaintiffs are seeking $5 million in damages. But Nestle's spokesperson is saying that it's a frivolous lawsuit. But the water source is near a parking lot. So I don't know how a parking lot falls in nature, but they're suing him saying that the water source, the well that they're using is near a parking lot, and how could that have been natural? That's tap water.
Okay.
They hit a pipe. But Nestle makes $4.5 billion in water sales from Poland Springs. $4.5 billion. Yeah. Nestle owns Poland Springs. Yeah. The chocolate company.
Oh, see. Now, if I had known that, then I wouldn't, you know, because you know not to drink Nestle water. Everybody knows that. But if you knew Nestle owned Poland Springs, you'd have to thereby know that, see, they should have to disclose this stuff.
You know,
it doesn't even say it on the bottle. It doesn't say Nestle anywhere on the Poland Springs bottle.
No, because I thought they were owned by Coke, but Coke owns a different, that Danskins or whatever water,
Dasani. Dasani.
Oh, yes,
Coke
Dasani. Yeah.
Dasani.
And they own another one. That I can think of.
Aquafina is owned by the other one. Aquafina is owned by the other company. It's one of them. I know Coke owns Dasani. Somebody else owns Aquafina.
Dasani,
so everybody knew, don't drink those because that's just Tua water. Maybe filtered, maybe not.
You know it's tap water.
So they said, don't drink that.
Tap.
Right.
Yeah.
But nobody,
you know,
everybody said that Poland Springs was supposed to be actually from a spring.
Yes. But like I tell everyone, Crystal Geyser is your friend. Just go get Crystal Geyser. There's a spring in the Adirondacks. The plant is built in 2013. And I know since they're not paying us to advertise, just in case they're on here, it actually has, the alkalinity is 8.1. So New York State is highly regulated, so you can actually go online to see what's in your water. But there's no farm runoff. There's no industry up there. There is nothing in the Adirondacks near those springs. But Crystal Geyser is better water, especially for anybody in New York State. But Crystal Geyser, even in different parts of the country, you know, they have probably maybe 14 plants or something. But I know the Crystal Geyser in New York State is pretty alkaline water. The spring water, by the way. All right, now...
Wow. And I have a bottle of Dasini right here.
Do you?
How's
that taste for you? Well, I'm not saying that's
that
water. They're not in the news, so I can't say that.
I got it on the
plane. Uh-huh.
And it says the Coca-Cola company on it. Dasani.
No. Uh-huh.
And
man,
I also have a bottle here of Arrowhead, which they really said is supposed to be a really pure spring from the hills, the mountains of California, Arrowhead, and it doesn't say who it's owned by.
Oh, they're going to mess that up.
Now I don't believe any of them.
Man. Oh, no. Yeah, so I can't tell you. I can't name the different water companies, but again, Crystal Geyser, I at least drink that. So,
yes.
As far as I know, that's good water. Now,
wow.
a school bus driver in Georgia has been arrested for DUI and child endangerment charges after police said that she was caught driving drunk on a job. So, Carol Ann Etheridge, 49, She's driving a school bus with 31 middle and high school students on board, right, while under the influence. She had a tequila bottle, 4 mini bottles of vodka, 4 bottles of prescription pills. When they pulled her over.
School bus driver.
She was a school bus driver. They said
did
Margarita
they
Van Silver. What'd you say?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I didn't hear you.
I just said, did they test the kids?
Because they had to get a contact.
She had that in the bus.
No, here's what happened. I was wondering how they caught her. But what happened, one of the 16-year-olds that was on the bus, she called their parents, and then they called police. And they said she was driving like 60 and 70 miles an hour around curbs. And the girl said she feared for her life. So not only was she drunk, she was drunk and reckless. Now, the school district said after the background check, it came back clean. They hired her, although she was fired from another school district for driving the school bus. But they didn't find out why. Ooh. They just said her background check was clean. And now she's in jail.
Reckless. Thank God.
Yes. Yes. Now, a Florida woman, Ann Nesbitt, 34, told police to take her to jail after they stopped her on suspicion of driving while under the influence. So she was swerving with her daughter in the car. She was taking her to school. And she just said, take me to jail. It's like, they should have said, no, that's where you're going anyway. You don't need to tell us. But she had her daughter, she had her child in the car. Now, a wife who was found guilty of murder for fatally stabbing her husband 31 times and tying herself up in a closet to stage a home invasion. She was found guilty on Wednesday for murdering her husband. I don't get this. Okay, so if you're going to call police, wouldn't you untie yourself to say that you broke free? So, So when they came in there, she was tied up. But you could probably tell that she tied herself up. Like, you can't tie a knot backwards. That's what I'm thinking. No, she may have been gifted. I shouldn't say that, being sarcastic. She may have just have some kind of skills that I just don't know about. No, just wanted to share that.
No. Okay.
Okay. Now, we're not going to do that one. A New York woman left $3,000 to her two cats in her will, and she requested that they never be caged. So a woman from the Bronx has left the $3,000 to her cat, Troy and Tiger, so that they can live out their days in luxury, is what this story says. She only requested that the cats never be caged. Now, here's the thing.
They're cats?
You can give me two cats.
Named Troy and Tiger. So Tiger is the cat's name. Just for clarification.
No, they're two cats. One cat is Troy and another cat is Tiger. So it's two cats. $150,000
per cat. I'm just trying to make sure it's not a tiger. Then it's a cat and
not
a tiger.
An actual tiger?
Yeah. A tiger is actually a cat. Yes, yeah, so I'm just trying to be clear.
No. So here's the thing. Her request was that they would never be caged. So technically, you give me $3,000, I'll just set them free in the wild and see how that works out for you. Those cats are not seeing $3,000. I mean, $300,000. They're getting regular cat food that you're gonna find in a regular grocery store or at a gas station. Either way. Just wanted to put that out there. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Now, yeah. Lebanon, the country Lebanon, they just scrapped a controversial law that allowed rapists to walk free if they married their victims. So a human rights organization finally won their campaign because they had a rape law, which was introduced earlier this year, that they're saying that if you rape somebody and you end up marrying them, that you're allowed to get out of jail.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. A human rights organization had to fight that. I'm thinking, What is wrong with people?
Well, we know who introduced that bill.
Oh, yes, we sure do. We don't have to play that game today. Like, I highly need to put it on the board for that one. All right.
No. Trying to get out of jail, are you? Okay.
Hey, there you go. Now, an Argentinian hunter was crushed to death by an elephant who charged at him while he was trying to shoot him on his private reserve. So the guy pointed a gun at him, and the elephant ran him over. I'm sorry. Sometimes the predator becomes the prey. So I just wanted to say that for the record. Now, you know, Shonda Rhimes just signed
it. The hunter gets captured by the game.
There you go.
Isn't that a song?
Isn't that old Motown song too? Isn't that Sammy? Yeah, I think that's Sammy Terrell, isn't it?
The hunter gets captured by the game.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that on the board. Just I should have did that for the news purposes. I'm putting that on the board. I think that's Sammy Terrell.
I don't even know who it is, so I'll look it up.
Yeah, I think it is. Now, Shonda Rhimes, who is one of television's most talented and, I guess, productive show creators, she's headed to Netflix. So she inked a multi-year deal with Netflix, and she's leaving ABC, but Shondaland, that banner is going to stay at ABC. So, you know, she created Grey's Anatomy and Scandal. So those shows are going to stay at ABC, and she's going to, you know, tell some stories for Netflix. I didn't know Netflix is that rich. First, they give
Say that again? How much?
Yeah. They didn't say how much they're giving her. I was just saying I didn't realize they was that rich, but they outbidded ABC and pulled Shonda Rhimes to this multi-year deal with that streaming service to develop new programming. And they're taking her, and they said her longtime associate, Betsy Beers, will continue to work under the Shondaland banner for ABC. So the shows that they created for ABC, they'll continue to, you know, re-up those shows while Shonda Rhimes is gone to Netflix.
Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, and Grey's Anatomy will stay with ABC, but she'll start writing now for Netflix. Wow.
Yeah, and I think she has another one. Isn't there one more, like a new one that Shonda Rhimes just did? It's a doctor. Fire
Anatomy
show. It's like a fire station kind of show. She just created one, so I guess that's gonna stay over there too. That I think it's just about to debut, like for this season. But she's gone. Now, there is a story that says that women of color are exposed to more beauty product-related chemicals than white folks, is what the study reveals. From George Washington University, they found that cosmetics marketed to ethnic minorities, such as skin lighteners and straighteners, contain more toxin than other products marked for white females. You know, I'm almost like to a point where, I mean, this doesn't surprise any of us, but I have to say that some of this stuff got to be blatant. Like, I just can't. That's just not coincidence. I am just going to go with blatant on this one. All right.
And it was the Marvelettes, by the way.
And it was the Marvelettes?
They might have made it. The Marvelettes.
And maybe Tammy Terrell. I think I've heard it on YouTube. Tammy Terrell do a version of, because you know how they made songs and then other people made the songs over them, because Motown would do that a lot. So I think Tammy Terrell, I think I remember her singing it as well. But I didn't know Marvelettes originally made it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now Switzerland have their first insect-based food. I don't know why I'm doing food stories today. Aimed at human customers. So they're saying that their food safety, the country's food safety laws, they're finally allowing the second largest supermarket chain in Switzerland to sell insect burgers and insect balls based on protein-rich mealworm. I don't know what that is, but they're going to raise mealworm beetles and grasshoppers and crickets to make meat patties. Now, these insects were used for animal feed in the past, and they said they must be bred under strict supervision for 4 generations before they could be considered for appropriate for human consumption. That's according to Swiss law. A mental note for any travel agents, I will not be going to Switzerland. Just wanted to share that. That was a public service announcement. That was on me.
I know
you were real quiet doing that one.
Yeah, I think I gotta go. I feel a little nausea coming on.
Yeah, there's not jet lag. You just like not gonna happen.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
Okay. Well, you know, okay, so, you know, in our last story before I just dropped the outro. Okay. I thought you may want to comment on this one, but this woman, a widow, had a brawl with her dead husband's mistress at the funeral, and she ended up pepper spraying her. So an Ohio man had his memorial service quickly turn into a brawl after the mistress showed out at the funeral service and the widow sprayed her with pepper spray. Now, I just want to do this as a public service announcement. If you are a mistress and the guy dies, stay away from his wife. That is all. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wait.
I'm just saying that was my public service announcement. I just want to end my public service announcement.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all.
Give it one more time.
What'd you say?
Stay away from the wife. I am with you.
Just as a public service announcement, if you are a mistress, stay away from the wife and the family and the kids and the cousins and anybody who may share the last name or just be play cousins. Stay away from them, because apparently if the person didn't bring you around the family, even when they die, just stay away from them. Visit them at the cemetery. Like, visit them later. You don't need
and
to be
don't
there.
Bring your ba- and don't bring your baby by him to the
and say stuff like, don't he look like him. Like, don't do that. Right?
Say bye to your daddy. Don't do that.
Because apparently, apparently pepper spray is all the rage at funerals these days. So you don't want to do that. I don't mean to be mean about that. All right.
Did you talk about? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Ask me.
No, I was going to say, what story did I miss? That's what I was going to ask you.
I don't know if you missed anything because I came in a little bit late, but did you talk about the NFL blackout by the pastors for Colin Kaepernick?
No, I didn't talk about any Colin Kaepernick, but the George Foreman statement. So what happened? Okay, so the protests at NFL stadium. I mean, offices. That's all I saw.
Yeah, so there's a video. On it's mm-hmm. it's going around. Someone sent it to me from Facebook called NFL Blackout, and a group of pastors, some clergy, did a video saying NFL, we're blacking you out, and they had on their NFL jerseys, and they put on black T-shirts over them, and they are recruiting, they're inviting, and encouraging. Mm-hmm. African Americans everywhere to black out the NFL until they, fairly consider Colin Kaepernick and give him a job. And so basically saying what we've all been saying is, listen, he stood up for African Americans, the common man who's being shot down in the street everywhere at a time where no one else would. And so now for speaking his mind, not even speaking his mind, just from making a statement, he's being blackballed by an entity, an organization that makes a significant amount of money from Black Americans, and also who is, I forgot the percentage that they gave, and I don't know the percentage of Black players in the NFL, but it was a significant percentage of Black players. So without those players, they wouldn't even be able to make the money that they make from all Americans, much less, you know, just Black Americans. And I think they said that 15% of the profit that the NFL makes on games and paraphernalia, et cetera, and households that watch football every Sunday is from Black Americans. So then, if they refuse to hire this man who committed himself to make a statement against police brutality and unlawful shooting of Black men, how dare we go on business as usual, football as usual, Sunday as usual? And they're like, no more.
They're trying. They're trying. And, you know, the thing that disturbs me a little bit about this is that the players' union, I don't understand why they're not standing up. Because you can't make an individual, you can't make, they're, you know, obviously came to some agreement about nobody getting them. But it's hard to get a team to pick somebody because they have the freedom of picking somebody or not because they have to pay their salaries and stuff. So I understand it from that point. But since they got together collectively to ban him, I think the NFL should compensate them because they blackballed them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think the league
has
to. Yes, I think the league needs to pay him because of the actions of the combined ownership of the league. So on their behalf, they need to compensate him for him being blacklisted because they have a monopoly. And the owners definitely got together and did something because technically he should still be in the league.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know about the team, you know what I mean? Like to actually tell a specific team, like what they're going to meet and say, okay, you got to pick him up now. Like they can't do that. So that's a hard demand to say that we're going to, until somebody picks him up, because whoever picks him up is going to look like he's just picking him up just to pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
But he definitely should be in the league. So I think that the league should compensate him for at least a year of salary. And then next year or whenever a team wants to pick him up, they should pick him up. Because they're going to have to end this somehow, but the league needs to pay. And so we can all look out for him as a player by putting pressure on the money. So y'all want to blackball him, whatever, and I know he gives a lot of money to charity. They should kind of say, you know what, if you settle with him for $5 million, then we'd be good. You should make him pay him.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because I don't think there's any other.
That's a great idea.
I don't think there's anything else to be had. We can't put him on a team because then he can just be treated bad on that particular team.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
I sent you the links to the two, the one of the protests that went down, and then the pastor's NFL blackout. I just sent that to you if you want to put it up on your next, you know, in the chat or the next show.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put it up on the next show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there was one other. But, oh, I know you talked about Dick Gregory. I probably missed that.
Yeah, I set up to show Dick Gregory, but what are your thoughts on Dick Gregory? He was around here maybe about 5 or 6 months ago, and he was a little under the weather. He was actually doing a comedy show. He was doing stand up, and he was traveling with his son or nephew or something. And I didn't get a chance to see Dick Gregory, but I really wanted to sit down and talk to him. But they were like, yep, he's at the hotel and he's leaving right after the show. But, you know, it's one of those things where at the beginning of the show, I said, go YouTube Dick Gregory and you're going to hear some stuff you didn't know that you want to know. But I'm glad that TV1 did their unsung on Dick Gregory before he passed as well. So You know, we have a tendency of worshiping people who die. You didn't see it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did a good job for Dick Gregory. That was... I'm sure it's probably online now.
Do they? Okay. Because I wonder if they do on demand. But I will look for that. Thank you.
Yeah, they I think they do
on demand. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you should be able to just kind of internet search and then you can watch the whole thing.
Okay.
But yeah, Dick Gregory. And you know, my favorite story of Dick Gregory is that when JFK called Dick Gregory, and Dick Gregory said he was doing a nightclub and it was pretty late at night, so he got home and he had been drinking, and his wife yelled at him and said, he said, I don't know if he said it was the first time she yelled at him, but obviously she didn't do it much, but he said she was upset with him, and she said, the president called you. He's like, I don't care. Right? Like, he didn't care. And he said, that's the day, you know, because that's rotary phone time, you know, JFK.
Uh-huh.
So he said, so she tried to sober him up a little bit, and it was like 3 a.m. or so, and they called the White House, which you get the switchboard. So they had to go in and wake up the president. So they woke up JFK, and JFK says to Dick Gregory, I hear you're going to Selma to march with Dr. Martin Luther King, and told Dick Gregory not to go because Dr. Martin Luther King is wrong, is what JFK said to Dick Gregory. And that this is an unsung. He actually tells the story in unsung. And he said, should I call you Mr. President or should I call you boy? He said, as wrong as you think Martin Luther King is, you're wronger than him. And as right as you think that you are, he's righter than you, and I'm going. And he hung up on the phone on JFK. I love Dick Gregory just for that story.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So as you watch him on YouTube, you know, as we talk to the listeners, and you finally rediscover who Dick Gregory is, just know that he was not a coward, and he did that in his old age. Which is that?
Wow.
Yeah, he really kind of lived that out. You know, he was the first person on The Tonight Show because they wouldn't let black comics sit on the couch, and he refused to go on a show until they let Jack Parr let him sit on the couch, and he actually did. He said he went from making something like $700 a week to making $25,000 a show just from doing that show.
Wow.
The next night, Dick Gregory was a trailblazer all the way across. So,
all the way across.
Yeah.
All the way across. Well, I would like to ask you or invite you to do a program with me on President Obama. Just in these first, in this first year of the new presidency, I would like to have a discussion about the last 8 years and what we're seeing right now and what we could have done different. Because I just have some thoughts.
Okay.
About it. So I want to share those on the air, and I would love to do that with you. So just asking your listeners to encourage you to
tune
do that
in
with me. Of course, I know
we
don't have to do that. I know we don't have to do that. I know.
No, no,
and
I'm in.
I know where
we
are at.
You know I'm
in
with that.
So,
just stay tuned because we'll announce that, and we're going to pick a day, and we're going to go through. We should call it like. Should we start the show on his on the first day of his impeachment trial, or should we just call it?
No, I think we should do a leading up to.
Leading up to, okay.
I think we should do a leading up to.
Yeah, this is his pre impeachment show.
Yes.
We're doing the pre game to his impeachment. So no doubt we should definitely do that. So we when you get some time, we should talk about that to see when we can do that show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's always
anytime.
A pleasure. I've missed you for a couple of weeks.
I know. Good. See, I knew you must have slipped out on me someplace. But hey,
it was my birthday, and then I just, you know what happens in August. I just kind of start freestyling.
And you know, and you know, September is my birthday month, so I'm gonna try not to freestyle. We only have a few more days before that happens. We go from one freestyle to the next. We'll do
all
that.
All right,
but,
Rome.
Yeah. All right. So tune in. We'll announce that, and we'll do a show. President Obama. We'll look back at him and look forward to impeachment. This will be our pre-impeachment show for that other guy. All right? Yay. So, all right. So we will see you again next week. You're listening to SBNet News. Hey. See you later, Kathleen.
Peace out.
Peace out.